Ve'ele ha-mishpatim, the Chasam Sofer writes, Ve'ele is Gematria 42. It's a remes for the 42 mitzvahs of Ben Adam l'chaveiroi that are in Parshas Mishpatim until Uvashvius Tishmetenu Natashta, which then, of course, the parasha switches and veers off to in Yonei Ben Adam l'makoyim. The emes is, it's a machlekes rishonim. In the middle of the parasha, there's Im Kesef Tal Ves Ami, according to the Sefer Achinuch and other rishonim, that's a separate parasha. There's Parshas Mishpatim, and he actually says how many mitzvahs, essay, and loisesi are there in Parshas Mishpatim. And then separately, it's Parshas Im Kesef Talve. It's a separate parsha. But Akapanam, there's a remez for the 42 mitzvahs Ben Adam LaHaveri. Maybe it's also a remez for the end of Shoivivim. There are 42 days in Shoivivim. Parshas Mishpatim always is the mem of Shoivivim. Always comes out. I mean, the Shoivivim tat, but Mishpatim comes out at the end of Shoivivim. And in Shoivivim, of course, we worked on Kedushas Ayin, Peh, and Tzadik. There's a whole inyan of what those three letters are. Ayin, Kedushas Ayinayim, Kedushas Peh, and Kedusha being a Tzadik. Ayin, Peh, Tzadik together is Gematria Amalek. Amalek is when you're not taking care of Ayin, Peh, and Tzadik. And that's the Eila HaMishpatim. Now, the Gemara says that in Mara, they were given dinim. Mishpatim is dinim. They were given dinim. Sham, Sam, Lo, Ichayku, Mishpat. So dinim were one of the mitzvahs that was given in Mara. Shabbos, Kibbut Aveim, and dinim. And the Gemara asks in Sanhedrin, involved that. What do you mean? Dinim is one of the Sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach. As a matter of fact, the Gemara says, in Mara they were given 10 mitzvahs. Sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach, and then Shabbos, Kibbut Aveim, and dinim. The problem is, but dinim is one of the Sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach. And the Gemara goes on to explain what the difference in between the dinim of b'nei noyach and the dinim of Yisrael. But the shaila is, but that was already given in Mara. So then what happens now? Ve'eila ha-mishpatim ma'akulam misinai af'eilu misinai. So something else is happening. We have dinim of b'nei noyach, dinim of Mara. But then another level, dinam of Matan Torah. There's a lot of chalukim you could say, but in the Shoyrish Inyan, dinim mitzad benoyach, and even in Mara still, was a benodam l'chaveiroi. The emes is, there's more to it. In Torah, the Eila HaMishpatim, even the dinim is benodam l'mokayim. It's the mahus, u'mishpatim bal yadoim to the goyim. It's something else. It's an esregoso. Migu of a Ramai, it's and Ben Adam L'Chaveri, and all facets of Ben Adam L'Chaveri are also Kol Kulai, it's Kol Kulai Torah Misinai. The Baal HaTurim gives a remez Ve'ela HaMishpatim Rosh HaTevis. Ve'ela HaMishpatim HaShatosim Ofneim, quite a lengthy Rosh HaTevis, which is Ve'ela V'chayiv Adam Lachar Hadin HaMishpatim Hadayin Mitzuv Shiyase Pshara Terem Yase Mishpat Asher Im Shneim Roitzim Tosim Tishma Shneim Yachad Medabrim Lefneim Loipinei Nodav Yadar Iskaber Mehem. Akoponim, it's a remez for the din of some basic hagdomas to Choshen Mishpat. It's very interesting. There are Arba Chelke Shulchan Aruch. Mishpatim is Avada the Choshen Mishpat. There's a word from the Sam Rebbe. He says, why is Choshen Mishpat the last Chelik of Shulchan Aruch? I'm not sure who said it's the last Chelik of Shulchan Aruch. What's the Seder Advarim in the Krachim of how many Chalakim of Shulchan Aruch, and what the Seder is, but he says, why is Choshen Mishpat at the end? He says, because in Choshen Mishpat, it's Neschadish and Siman Zayin, there's a Musik of Pshara. If Choshen Mishpat would be at the beginning, someone would think there's Pshara in Arachayim and Yeraday also. No, Pshara is by Choshen Mishpat. In Kozeh that we said, it's a Benodim Lamakim, but there is a din of Pshara, but only in Choshen Mishpat. There's a famous story, someone came to Rabbi Saul Salanter. He was a shoychet. He was working in meat, in kashrus. And he said he has to leave the tafkid. It's just too complex. So many halachas and yisurim that he's being machshel people maybe. He doesn't have the nervin. So Rav Sosan said, so what are you going to do for panos? He says, I'll open a makolet. He says, leisigzo, leisachmoy, leisashik, mishkolois. There's a yam of halachas. So the fellow looked at him. He says, bas vashtei the Rebbe, the difference between yoridei and chayshem mishpat. He says, Hakol Tzrich and Mazel, if people say the Perish of Behechel, that this guy's attitude was, in Yeridea, Vaseis, Nervin, Shchita, Nevela, Kashrus, Aber in the Choshen Mishpat, Avada, it has to be glat, kosher the meat, and the money has to be glat Yashar. Now Rashi says a Lashon of Shulchan Aruch, right? Asher Tosim Lifnehem, Kishulchan Aruch, like a set table. Aruch Umuchan Lechol Lifnei Adam. Rashi is really quoting a Lashon of a Medrash, which is more at length, that, you know, to the Benoyach he gave 7 mitzvahs, and to Avram an 8th mitzvah, and to Yitzchak a 9th, the Chulei. But Moshel HaMelech Shehoyu Lefon of Shulchan Aruch, and to all of the Avadim, he gave this one a Beitza, this one a Yerek, this one this meal. And then comes the Chaviv, the one that's Chaviv to the Melech, and he's nice and like all HaShulchan Aruch Lefon of. He gives him the entire Shulchan Aruch. Now, as we mentioned already, the Shulchan Aruch, Ayrechaim, Yeridea, Evan Ezra, Chayshin Mishpat, easy to remember because Ayrechaim, Yeridea, Evan Ezra, Chayshin Mishpat is Gematria. All those words together, Gematria, 1,705. There are 1,705 Simonim in Shulchan Aruch. In Ayrechaim, Yeridea, Evan Ezra, and Chayshin Mishpat together. And it's fascinating that Rabbi Yosef Cairo was writing a Sefer. He wrote the Kesef Mishnah as a Pirush on the Rambam. He wrote Beis Yosef, a Pirush on the Torah. And he wrote first the Pirush on the Torah, Abrichas on the Torah, which the Torah is already broken into those four halakim, in that format, the Etzim. It's not his Hamtzah, the Etzim format, and the Minyan, the Mispar HaSimonim, the Etzim. And the Ramah, Rav Moshe Isserles, a young Rav in Krukah, he was Nifter at the age of 33. And he wrote a Sefer Darkei Moshe, which was also a Pirush Makif and Aruch on the Torah. But when he heard that the Beis Yosef wrote a Pirush, he was Mevater, he was going as a Sefer. Jum ahead a few years later, the Beis Yosef wrote now a Shulchan Aruch in the format we know it. And the Ramah also had written the Pirush in that style format. And once, a second time, he was Mevater and he was Nichna. I heard from an Adam Gadol, it's a fascinating Zach. The Ramah was twice Mevater to the Mechaber, but you have to realize that Shulchan Aruch in its original form was a small Sefer. As a matter of fact, when the Mechaber put it out, It was supposed to be learned every 30 days. It was a kitzer. A Shulchan Aruch that you're supposed to learn the entire Shulchan Aruch, Arba Chalakim, in 30 days. As a matter of fact, there's a fascinating diak. There's a, in Choshe Mishpat, Simen Mem Gimel, Sifchot Chavtes, there's a complex halacha there. A guy writes a shtar between Pesach and Shavuos, how much time he has to pay back. And it ends off there, the Mechaber, the Ad Kan Yoim Chafalf. So there's a machlokes Shach and Sma, what that means. The Shach says, it means how many days between Pesach and Shavuos of when you owe the Chayv, you count 21 days from Shvi'i Shel Pesach. And the Sma says, no, it pushed the original Shulchan Aruch had written into 30 different sections. There was Ad Kan Yom Aleph, Yom Beis, Yom Gimel, Pumta Ad Kan Yom Chaf Aleph. Coincidentally, Pumta in Halakha, the Shach had a different Shannon, but it's Ad Kan Yom Chaf Aleph. So this was a short Sefer. Shulchan Aruch over the years developed on the Ayurchaim, there's the Magen Avraham and the Taz, and the Prima Godim, and the Aksa Shekel, the Chuli, on the Yerideya, the Shach, the Sma, on Chosh Mishpah, the Shach, the Sma, on Yerideya, the Shach, and the Taz. Evan Ezra, Chalkis Mechaikik, Beishmol, as the staple ones, then there's the Ksois, the Sivis, Vahaoid Hayad Netuya. Most of the Noisei Kalim, which turned Shulchan Aruch into this Magnus top thing, are Miyotze Chalotzov or Talmidov of the Ramah, not of the Mechaber. The Hainu, the Mechaber was the basis, and the Ramah twice was Mevater over the Emesis as it developed into what it is. It's more from the Ramah and his side of the. Of the end of it. It's very interesting. In Mishpat, you know, you need Eidos, and Bezdin only works with Eidim. The Gemara actually says that's one of the differences between the Dinam of Ben Noach. By Ben Noach, it's Lav Dafki. You need Eidim, Hasra, and Bezdin. There's an interesting shaila I saw in the Sefer Rotz Katzvi from Rav Tzvi Reisman, Shlita. I actually had the schus of meeting him a few months ago in Los Angeles, and I told him that I'm a very big chassid mipiksovim of some of his farm that I don't have at home, but I see in the shul. And when I came back to Eretz Yisrael, like 2 weeks later, I got, it's not in the mail, it came a huge box with like 35 svarim, Baruch Hashem. He wrote huge Talmud Chacham, and he has an interesting shaila. He talks about, in Sefer Rotz Katzvi, many of the svarim are called Rotz Katzvi, there's other svarim also on a myriad of topics. But he talks about, is there such a thing as circumstantial evidence? Does halacha recognize circumstantial evidence? In Hebrew we say it, rayot nesibatiyot. Yeah, Sherlock Holmes used evidence, but would that be halakhically recognized? So he brings an interesting, he brings a lot of marmakim, but a fascinating marmakim is, you know, we have shnai moichs and betalis, there's a different sugya, it's mefurash psukim in Sefer Malachim, and there's gemara about it, and rishonim, but Shlomo HaMelech, there was a vikuch between two ladies, one had a dead baby, one had a live baby, each one tiny, the live baby was hers. It wasn't Shnayim Oichsim over there. It was, I think, if Mitzad the Psukim already, it's my first. One was holding the dead one, was holding the live one. But the one holding the dead one says it was swapped. And, of course, the Me'iri learns it was a Kala V'chamoisa, and the issue was that she didn't want to have to be stuck for Yibam now to wait for the Yabam for 13 years. And when Shlomo HaMelech gives the option of Yachloiku, not Lidmei, Yachloiku, Legufei Shel Kalis, Legufei Shel Tinoik, and the one that says yeah, do it, Gezoiru, which is the Yavama that didn't want to get stuck, and Shlema says, oh, that must be, is not the mother. What's the raya? So there's a medrash that says, Mimenu Yotzu Kavushim, and a baskal came out, but Torah Lebeshamayim. So what was the raya that it's the mother? Look, there are some logical things. The mother wouldn't have done that. That's circumstantial. That's not concrete. And there's a Chuvas HaRosh and a Chuvas HaRadvaz that actually talk about that. That why should you reckon with that? The emes is in the Gemara in Baba Kama and in Sanhedrin is machalik between Dinei Momenes and Dinei Nefashas. Dinei Nefashas, famous story. Shimon ben Shetach sees someone running after someone else with a knife. He comes in 2 minutes later and he sees someone holding a knife full of blood and the other guy dead on the floor. And Shimon ben Shetach looks at him and says, it was either me or you, and it wasn't me. But I can't be mechayu and bezdin because there's no edus, even though it's like, it's obvious. Now, there is something stronger than edus, DNA, right? What do you do? Edus against DNA. Edus against, there's a famous Gemara in Saita that Edom come in and say the Isha was Mizana, but she already had drunk the water and the water tested her that she wasn't. The Gemara says, Hani Sadi Shakri Ninu, right? The Hakra of the Mei Saita is stronger than Edom. There's something stronger than Edom. Fascinating. He has a whole Rechaz on DNA also. But upon him, this is a topic when we handle circumstantial evidence. Another interesting question, a lie detector, a polygraph machine, right? That it checks if a person is lying. It checks with the what do you call it? The pulse and the thing. Guy gets nervous, excited. Lemaisa, once again, he brings a ride from Shlomo HaMelech. There's a Yalkut Shemani that says that Shlomo HaMelech had a kisei with aroyos and all kinds of dmuyos of wild animals. And when a person would come to be made, if he was lying, he would get scared the lion would come attack him. It was such a the original lie detector machine. And you have to know, Lagabi, what you would use that for. Would you recognize it, Lagabi, for Chashash and Isha that was Mizana, or for someone in Mominus when the Chashimish, but your Chashish wanted to stop him as lying? How halachically recognizable would be that concept? Now, the Pasuk says, Ve'eleha mishpatim asher tasim lefneim. So it's above Moisif. The Bala Turma already says, it's Vav Moisif, because at the end of last week's Parshan Yisroi, we had Torah, Matan Torah, and we had Avoida, the Mizbeach, Mamish at the end. And now, Ve'ela, to add also, Gmilas Chasadim, and other Mechavera, that's the three, the Shloisha Dvarim, Sheha Oilam, Oimed. But there's another Pshat, the Chidah brings in Nachal Kedumim, Ve'ela HaMishpatim, he says, because the emesis Torah is written in Eish Shechayr Al-Gabi, Eish Levano, with Soidois and Ramazim, and all kinds of things, and even the Pshuta Shel Mikra of the Psukim could be written in Oifanim Acherim. It's in yesterday's Daf, in Daf Yoimi, it says that Moshe Rabbeinu, the last eight Psukim, Vayomas Moshe, how could Moshe Rabbeinu write that? So one, there's many Pshatim in the Gemara. One Pshat is, Moshe Kosvam Bedema. So it means with tears, instead of Diyoy, he used tears, or he happened to be crying when he did it. The Goin says, Bedema means Bedimua, and he explains that Be'emes Kola Terakula is lav davka in the tzura of the oisius and the tevis as it is written in front of us. There are other tzirufei oisius and ways to read it. Vayomas shamoisha, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote only b'dimua, not in the Pshut Eshel Mikra. So therefore, it's not fair. It's efshar Moshe Chai, the kaisa vayomas shamoisha. Yeah, because he didn't write vayomas shamoisha in that form. There's other forms, the dimua form. But the Chidah, getting back over here, is saying, the truth is there's so many other soidas in Kabbalah over ve'eila ha-mishpatim. These are the basic things that you should put lefneihem that anyone should have. Now, it's all this far I'm talking about why, of all things, the first halacha is Eved Ivri. The Megala Mukas writes that Kisikne Eved Ivri is really explaining it's going on Yosef. It says, Sheish Shonim Yavoid, Uvashviyas Yetzel Lachavshi. He says 6 + 7 = 13. Yosef was sent away from age 17 for 13 years. By age 30 is when it's Omde Lefnei Paroi. So it's a remes for that Yosef, Shugunoiv Ginafti Mi Eretz HaIvrim. And that's why it's called him an Eved Ivri. You can call him Yehudi, B'nei Yisrael, Eved Ivri, because it's Miramis on the Inyan of Mechiras Yosef, which is the reason why they went down to Mitzrayim. And now, after the Eved Ivri stays for the 6 years, and then there's the Parsha of Nirtza, and he says, V'im Omar Yoimar Ha'eved, Ahavti Es Ishti, Es Adoini Es Ishti Ves Bonai. So there's a Rebbe Chanan in Koivet Shiurim in Kedushin, who brings, from Rabbi Shua Leib Diskin, who brings a Medrash, and he says, Pshat, that the Medrash says, it's going on Moshe Rabbeinu when he wants to go into Eretz Yisrael. And he says, Ohafti es Adoini zu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, es Ishti zu HaToyra, es Bonai zu Yisrael, lo yaitze chafshi, I want to be an Eved Nirtza, I want to be lo'oilam, I want to go into Eretz Yisrael, v'avadi lo'oilam. And of course, we know the Pasuk says in Parshas Ve'eschanan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, al toisiv daver elai oid ba'dover hazeh. Don't say it again. Says Rabbi Shua Lev Diskin, quoted in the Rabbi Chanan and Kayvet Shirim, a nirtza, to become an Eved nirtza, it's taka true, it's the din of the Torah. And if Moshe Rabbeinu requests, as an Eved, to say, O hafti es adoyni zu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, es ishti zu HaTorah, es bonai zu Klal Yisrael, lo yeitzei chafshi, and it's chal the parasha of nirtza, so that's koyach HaTorah. It would be, he would go in there to Yisrael. But we know the Gemara darshan in Kedushin, im omar yoimar, the Eved has to say it twice. And only when he says it twice is it chal the nirtza. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm asking of you, don't say it a second time. If you will, there's no tricks, there's no sticks, you'll go in. But I'm telling you not to. So he tells him, Al Toysef Daber Eli. But Be'etzem, he wanted to get that din of Nirtza. Now, where Marzeya is Be'oizen. Oizen Zu Sheshama Bar Sinai. Now, the Gemara says in Kedushin, you do Ritziya on the Oizen Yamin. And we know that for a lot of other halachas also, when it describes body parts, like Abi Mitzayra, like Abi Chalitza, like Abi various things, it's with the Yad Yamin, with the Yamin. I said Yad Yamin. The truth is, the Derek Klal, the lefty, and is different, that him, his Yamin, His small is the Yamin, but that's taka in his hands. Like when you're doing the Ritziyah, so if the Eved Ivri is a lefty, so then you're going to do it on it. Lefties have left ears also, it's just their hands. By Chalitza, there's a din that the Chalitza of a lefty, there's leftiness by the Shari Vari Haguf. Yeah? Big Shaila, not for right now. But it says you're supposed to do it in the Oizen Yamin. Now, the Gemara has a Havmin, and maybe you should do it by Oizen small. And we learn that, no, you do it by Yamin. So there's a famous verse from the Chanukah Satoira. He says, why was there a happening you should do Ritzi on the Oizen small? Of course Yamin, always in Kol Tarakula, always Yamin. Why would I think small? So he says, because it says, Miyaminoi Eish Dos Lamoi. The Torah came out from the Yamin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, if the Torah came out from the Yamin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the person that's hearing the Torah, Oizen Zu Shasham of Har Sinai, where does the Oizen hear? Yeah, a little confusing, right, left, yeah? This is the left, yeah? So, when it's coming out from the Yamin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's hearing it in the Oizen small. So that's the Oizen Sheshama Bar Sinai. That's why there's a Havamina, says the Chanukah Satoira, that you should do Ritziya, but Oizen small. So I have a question. Why Taka? I know, Gzeres HaKosav, there's a Gzeres Shava from Oizen, from Mitzayr, but why? When Mechtesa, what's the Pshat? Taka, it was the Oizen small. The Torah says, yeah, the Oizen small heard, but the Oizen small was supposed to let it go. The Lashon of the Midrash is, Shimu Uschi Nafshechem. When a person hears, it's supposed to go into his Ramach Evarim. But here it went one in the ear and right out the other ear. So it went right out the other ear. That's the Pshat. The Kepet is on the, is Azash Prach. I don't know, it's not a Chazal, but the Lashon, the Lashon of the Alma, that's the Shprach. There's a Shaila in Lomdis, what's exactly by Nirtza? He was Nikna originally for 6 years. When you're doing Nirtza, is it new Kinyan, HaNirtza Nikna Beritziya, Lashon HaMishnah? Or no, Be'etzem, when you're selling Eved Ivri, you're selling him forever. Ad Oilam. There's a Hafka of Sheish. Nirtza is Sach HaKol, Misalek, the Hafka of Sheish, and then it's still Nikna of the original Mechira. It might be an Afkamina, like the Machlekes Rishonim, Rabbeinu Tam, and Tosis Rid, if there's Geroin Kesef by a Nirtza, and how you make the Cheshboinus of Geroin Kesef by a Nirtza. When you do the Geroin Kesef on the original Sheish, it's based on the original Sheish. Whatever he was sold for, divided by six, divided by how much he already worked, yeah? But what do you do? How would you, if at all, do Geroin Kesef by a Nirtza? It might be Tully in that Lumbus. Now, the Pesukim continue, there's a myriad of different parshas over here, but there's an interesting shot from the Chidah in the Seder of Pesukim. There's a Pasuk about the Chiyazit Ish Ariyeul Hargai Ba'arma, that if a person's a Reitzeach, take him from the Mizbeach, even from the Mizbeach take him. And the next pasuk is Maka of Ve'imei Mois Yumas. What's the connection? Mizbeach, Ritzicha, Mizbeach, and Maka of Ve'imei. So the Chidah says it's all the Gemara in Chulin, Daf Yud Aleph. The Gemara in Chulin, Daf Yud Aleph asks, what's the Makar, the Azlin on Basar Roiv? And the Gemara brings a lot of Mara Makoimis. What is the Yesoid and the Makar for going Basar Roiv? But amongst them are, how could you ever be chai for Ritzicha? Maybe the person you killed was a treifa exactly in the makam where you stabbed him. He was a treifa there. You could check in other places, but maybe in the makam hanekev where you attacked him, he was a treifa. Gemara says, Yesoyim echan roiv. Roiv people aren't treifa. The next Gemara continues, how do you makar of karbonis? Maybe the animal's a treifa. Roiv. Makar of ve'imoy. How do you know it's your father? Your mother, you know, it's vade. But how do you know it's your father? Roiv. Says the Chidah, that's the Tziref and the Retzef of these Pesukim. They're all topics of a Makar for Roiv. Of course, all of these Gemaras and other ones there also are a Pella Otzam on the Shitas HaRambam. There's Oit Chazoin on this topic, but the Shitas HaRambam is Sofik Doiraisa Lekula. The whole din of Sofik Doiraisa Lekumra is a Derabbanan Dikah Chumra. Of a Midoiraisa Sofik Doiraisa Lekula. The Pella on the Rambam is from all of these mentioned Gemaras that you can prove that you can Soimich on Roiv, and that's why you could be chayev on ritzicha, it's considered your father, it's considered a good carbon. L'chayre, it would be anyways good because safek deraisa would be l'kula. There's no hechrich to boyos the din of roi. There's a big arichas on that kasha. Now, one of the rais we said that the Gemara brings is from Maka of Ve'imoy. How do you know it's your father? Why should you be chayiv? Maybe it's not your father. You're soymech on roiv. There's a shayla. Why did the Gemara prove it from Maka of Ve'imoy? Tupsukim earlier, there's already Mekalel of Ve'imoy. It's also, how do you know it's your father? So the Torah says, Mekalel of Ve'imoy, it's possible even if you don't know who your father is. The person says, he's Mekalel of Ve'imoy, whoever it may be. Whoever his Ve'imoy is, he wants to be Mekalel. But Maka, you can't, yeah, physical. There it's Mukhrach. There it's Mukhrach. There's a famous vart from Reb Chaim. The Gemara says in Kedushin, Aviv Oimer Loi Ve'imai Oimer Loi. In Kibbutz Av Eim, when you have a dilemma, if your father asks you to do something, and at the same time your mother asks you to do something, and you have a dilemma, for say the Kedima, who to listen to? The Gemara says, you listen to your father, Sha'ata Ve'imcha Chayovim Bechvoid Avicha, Frektzach the Shaila, over your mother, Vavada, you know it's your mother. And your father, it's only Roiv. Shouldn't that be a Shikul to be Machriya? To maybe first do something that's vadai. So there's a lot of truth in Reb Chaim's lesuch is to go do for your mother first because you want to say, because maybe it's not your father, that's not exactly in Kibbet Avya. Yeah. The whole Baba Kama, Baba Metzia, Baba Basra, the whole Seder Nezikin, it's all here in the Psukim. The Chassam Sofer writes, we know the Mishnah starts off, Arba Ovis Nezikin, Shoyer, Boyer, Ma Vehever. The Chassam Sofer writes that also al derech ha-avoida, al derech ha-tahara, al derech ha-toira, you have these arba avois. Shoyer represents limud ha-toira, kishor, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, that a person's supposed to be makabel oil, kishor la-oil, kichamor la-masa. Bor represents the be'er mayim of ein mayim el ha-toira. Mave is to be megalet sifunois, to be megalet the hidden parts of toira. And hever is to have rischa deraisa esha toira. That's one facet. The Alshech HaKadosh, over here in Parashas Mishpatim, Teres Moshe, the Alshech, that the Arba Avos Nezikin are connected, the Arba Goliyos, and the four Melochim, and the Malchis that we were Mishtabit under. Shoyer, he explains his Bavel, and he explains why. Boyer is Madai, Mave is Yavon, to be Makakal, even the Pnimius, Yavon and the Pnimius, the Mave, and Hever is Edom, that they burnt the Beis HaMikdash. And he has a whole explanation to that. Now, it's very interesting, the Ramami Pano, one of the Rishonim, he says that Shor Bor Mave Hever, Shor Bor Mave Hever is Rosh Tevis Sivma. What's Sivma? In the end of Parashas Masid, there's a passage that describes the Masois and with the different Shvatim, specifically Shevet Reuven has a Nachla already Me'ever Layardain. It says, B'nei Reuven Bonu Es Cheshboin Ves Nevoi Ves Baal Ma'oin Ves Sivma. The last city that Reuven builds right at the Ever Layardain, still on the other side, is Sivma. Now, explains the Ramami Fano, Sivma is the name of a big klipa, right before Eretz Yisrael. The last stand to try to prevent the Yidden from going Eretz Yisrael is Sivma. The Arab of his Nezikin. You know, the Chassam Sofer tells someone this Ramami Fano that when Yosef has an Nisoyin with Eishes Petifar, it says, Ve'ein ish me anshe habayis sham babayis, Rosh Teva Sivma. There also, it was that Gevaldik Nisoyin of Sivma. But I'm not holding you the sugis now, but I remember from Baba Kama, this Ramami Fano that says, that Sivma is Rosh Tevis, Shor Bar Mava Hever, answered up about 12 kashis in the sugya. I'll give you just a few that I'm remembering off the cuff. There's a shaila, why did the Mishnah Dafka do it in that order? Shor Bar Mava Hever. Tosis asks, it's not the Seder of the Pasukim, but it's the Seder of Sivma. And also, why does it say Hever, not Eish? Why does it say Mave, not Shane? Why does, and various other questions on the Nusuch, Loshen, and Seder of the Mishnah, not only in all the Cheshbonis now, but all of them Amei Yoshev, one teret fasach kashis, Sivma is the Rosh HaTevis. There you have it. Now there's a shaila. One of the mazikim is bar. There's a big shaila. Is it usher to dig a bar? Avad, if you dig a bar, you're going to be chayv to pay. But is it usher? Is it usher midoy raisa? Is it lifnei iver? And bechlal, is there an isser mazik by all mazikim, by other mazik, by momen mazik? Is there an isser mazik? This is two basic things. That those that learn Baba Kama, the two basic things you open up Baba Kama is the Chakir of Rabbi Isser Zalman and the Chakir of Isser Mazik. Two different things. One is about what the Makar is from Isser Mazik, and the other one is Rabbi Isser Zalman. Evan Ozel's Chakira on the Gedder of Mamana Mazik, is it Mitzad the Pshia or the Etzem Achayiv of Mamana Mazik? It says here when you hit him, it says be'even oy be'egroif. By chavola, be'even or be'egroif. The targum on egroif, egroif is a fist. The targum on egroif says kormiza. Okay. There's a vart that kormiza, the Parashas Yosef brings, kormiza is chav vav remiza. You can hit a person, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu hit the Mitzri, not with physical hand, not with a fist. He said, Hashem, I'm a feirish, and that's what caused him damage. Yechai for mazik on that? That's other mazik? Egroif is chav vav remiza. Be'oif and remez, you say, Hashem's chav vav, 26, Hashem, Hashem avaya. That's also an egroif. That's also an egroif. Egroif is actually gematria kormiza, but 284, but it's chav vav remiza. And it's also actually, Rav Sham Shem Nastropolia ki yidua, egroif can be read, Aleph Gimel is Gimel Alofim. Gimel Alofim Reish Pei. Gimel Alofim Reish Pei. 3,280. You have to know how to spell it, but he says that Dam Tzvardei Akinim Orav Devashchin Barad Arbe. Dam Tzvardei Akinim Orav Devashchin Barad Arbe Choshech Makas Bechoyrois is Gematria 3,280. That's Gimel Alofim Reish Pei, and that's the Egroif. L'hakos be Egroif Resha. There's a minig on Erev Pesach to say Igeris of Rav Shamsham Zboi that, among other things, discusses this gematria. That's the Egroif. There's a famous pasuk: Ayin tachas ayin, shein tachas shein, yad tachas yad, regel tachas regel. I'm not sure who's the bala member of this vort, but ayin, shein, regel, and yad is Rosh Tevis Oshir. If a person would be told by the doctors that there's some very big disease in his eyes and he's going to go blind in the next 3 days unless he pays for a, I don't know, $10 million operation. He'll get the money, yeah? Your sight, your yad, regal, ayin and shein, you would pay any schum for to preserve. So if you have them and you don't have any money, you're still an oshir. Ayin, shein, yad, regal. Ein lecha oshir, God will mizeh. There's another parasha, the sugya perek meruba of Dalet Vehei. If a person steals a shor or seh, and he's tovach oy mochar, chamisha bokar yishalim tachas ashor va'ar betzoyim tachas ashor. Stam azay aganef pays kefel. But if you tovach u'mochar, you're nishtarish becheit, then you pay chamisha bokar tachas ashor, ar betzoyim tachas ashor. The Gemara in Baba Kamed of Ayin Tes says, Rav Meir Oymer, boi re'ei kama godol koyach shel melocha. Shor shebitloy mimalocha b'chamesh, se shaloy bitloy mimalocha b'arba. Meaning, why? What's the time of the crow? Why a se? You only pay four times, and a shor you pay five, because a shor it's a bigger avla. A shor does plowing; it does avoida, malocha. And when you stole it from him, I mean, actually, the Shita Mekubetzes asks: when you steal a shor originally, and you don't do tavach mochar, by a shor you pay kefel, and by a se you pay kefel. We don't make you pay more. Even though you already did bitul malacha. Interesting. But the Shita asked the Kasha, Marie Katz. But b'cholifin, at that stage, we're not going to hack you on that yet. But when you do the nishtarish b'chet of tavach hamachar, all of a sudden, we now, on the shor, nochamo. Also the bitul malacha. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, punk fakar, he says, kama godel kovet abrius. A shor, you didn't embarrass yourself carrying it out. So you pay four. But the seh, you pay five. The seh, you were also embarrassed, so you get a discount. Now, l'chayra, this machlekes Rav Meir and Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai can't hold of each other. You have to chop what he's saying. Rav Meir is saying, be'etzem, the price tag for tavach hamachar is four. By shor, we add another layer because of the bitul malacha. And Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai is saying, pumfaket. Be'etzem, the price tag is five. By a seh, because of bitul malacha, because of the bizyonis, you get a discount. You can't hold of both. What's the starting point? But Manasseh, the Targum Yoinasin, says both. He says, by shor, you pay five because of bitul malacha, and by seh, you pay four because of the bizyonis. The Velt asks, it's a pella. The Velt asks, who says the bizyonis should give you a discount of one, maybe a discount of two, maybe half, 2%? Like, the Teretz says, avad, that's what it's worth to you. I mean, you were willing to steal it. You did. It can't be worth to you more than that. You were willing to mizbazi yourself to do it. So you get the discount of that one. There's a marsha in Yuma. The Marsha talks about David and Bathsheba, that the Navi comes and tells David, you were gezelas, kifsas harash, and you're going to be punished for taking. And the Marsha says, and the reason why David was punished, hu v'ar b'bonov, k'mishpat haseh. And that's Mamash Apella. Haseh pays four. It's Karen and another three. B'chayra. Haseh means Karen and another three. Shar is Karen plus another four. The Lamdim say no, it's Kefal and another two. And by Shar, it's Kefal and another three. The emes is, I challenge you, it's not so poshut. There is a, those that want to say that in this Marsha state that no, that by a seh you pay four plus Karen, sachakol five, and by a shor you pay five plus Karen, sachakol six. Kamat is a Gemara Nistazai. It's zichanat the pasht is what the Velnam's on. Oh, but what does the Marsha mean? So once I wanted to say a nine foul. If you learn that seh is really five and it's only because of the bizyonis of carrying it, so over here, you don't have that knach of the bizyonis of carrying it. So a seh also, betzem, the mishpat of seh is five. Only, but Rav Yechon and Zakai. Over manas, it's a steer minei bein the marsha. The marsha taka asks, what's the din if you steal a seh that you didn't have embarrassed, it walked. You get, then you taka pay five? He says, no, lay plum. Let's say you stole a small shard that you didn't do bitul malacha. You suddenly pay four only? No, there's light plug. So there should be light plug on the agarat the marsha. So steer from the marsha in Yuma to the marsha in Baba Kama. Now we mentioned by bar that there's the chiv of the bar, the bal habar, atif asugya. But the pasuk says v'chiyiftach ish bar. He explained it to him. It's atif asach v'chiyiftach ish bar. I kiyichir ish bar. I saw an interesting story. Someone asked the Malbim, in the times of the Malbim, it started, you had the things called gluyot, postcards, that you would send in the mail, just the card itself, not in a letter sealed. We know there's a cheirim from Rabbeinu Gershon, that you're not allowed to open up someone else's letter. Someone receives a letter, you're not allowed to open it up. So someone asked the Malbim, but this is, it's not sealed, it's just open post. Are you allowed to read the other guys? So he says, im al ha-psicha chayiv, al ha-kriya, play on words, yeah. No. Ala kriya lekoshken abad. It's us. That's what his achra was. It says v'chotu es kaspei v'gamis hameis yechetzon. It is also parshas shkolim. It is also parshas shkolim. I was speaking recently to a Talmud Chacham this week. He said he was mechabed as aid by a chasana, and part of the job is the yichud afterwards, the aid of yichud. And it's you're always partnered up with someone else from the other side. And the minhag ha'olam of Talmidei Chachamim, Sichas and Talmidei Chachamim is to spend the first 2 minutes discussing how long is the Yichud, 7 minutes, 9 minutes. And then for another 20 minutes to speak and learn. So when they finish the first 2 minutes, so one said to the other, so you want to do the sugis, you're learning or I'm learning? As a pshara, let's do Parshas HaShavua. It was Nikar Matvarim that this person had already prepared something for Parshas HaShavua. He said, okay, Shkolim. Shkolim. But Akaponim, Parshas Mishpatim is connected to Shkolim. The pasuk says, "V'chotzu es kasboi v'gam es hameis yechetzon." Machatzis hashekel. There's a famous verse. The tzaddik is in the middle. The tzedakah or the tzaddik. Next to the tzaddik, you stay close to the tzaddik, or you give tzedakah. The letters is chai. Machatzis. The letters next to the tzaddik is chai. The letters further from tzaddik is meis. Tzedakah tatzel mimavis. You give tzedakah, it separates the mavis and puts them far away. That's why it also says, "By Pinchas heishiv es chamosi." Chamosi. The meis is. In the middle is maces together, but he did it sitkus and then the chai separated. It's the same thing here in this parsha. V'chotzu es kaspoi. You do machzis hashekel by chetzi nezik, but it's the thing. You do chetzi kaspoi, v'gamas hameis yechetzin. It will separate the mace from the chai. Yeah, there's a big sugya of meitav in the first parak in Baba Kama, from the Vov and on, the sugyas of meitav. There's a sugya there, b'shal oylam en shaman, b'shal oylam en shaman, an interesting story. Rab Chaim Oizer, the machaber of the Achiezer, met once with Rav Avram Yafin, the Navardika Rosh Hashiva, and he told Rav Avram Yafin, my sefer Achiezer, he had like bikoret, he had criticism on his own sefer. He said, my sefer is a shlish idis, a shlish beinonis, and a shlish ziburis, the shtiklach. So Rav Avram Yafin, al atar, he said, yeah, but that's only like the man d'omer b'shal oylem hein shaman. Only like the man d'omer b'shal oylem hein shaman. So then, on your chetzweigen, that's what your opinion. Of b'shal oylem hein shaman avada, your entire sefer is idei idis. It's not b'chlal, ein maledaber. In the parsha of Shoimrim, you have bol of imoy. I don't know if anyone gets to the eighth parak, but there's a sugya of bol of imoy. Bol of imoy. There's a famous arachayim hakadosh. The arachayim hakadosh says that the emes is a person was given a pikadoin. His neshama is a pikadon from the b'shefer. Of the emes is when he comes up to shemaim and he has to return the pikadon, he has a teretz. Bol of imoy. The Eibishter was with him, Al Kol Tzad Vishal. The Eibishter was with him. L'chari has a teretz that he shouldn't be chayiv as Bala Vimoy. And he goes on to explain why there's no teretz of Bala Vimoy. That's not an excuse. Well, the emes is, the Gemara, among other things, discusses that there's one man v'yomer that there's no p'tur of Bala Vimoy only on Oinus, or Gnei V'Aveda. But not on Pshia. On Pshia, there's no p'tur of Bala Vimoy. If you learn from the Sugya, it's totally whether you darshan the din of Bala Vimoy, even lifnei funav, even to go back, not only from the parsha of Shoyal, all the way back to the parsha of Shem Rechinim, to the din of Pshia of Shem Rechinim, is there also a p'tur of Bala Vimoy? It's totally in the Sugya of Mikra Nidish lifnei funav. There's a Gevalda Gevart from the Ashtrav Tzagoyim. The Pasuk says on this, Lo hibit avin b'yakov, v'loi ro amal b'yisrael, Hashem alikiv imoy utruas melech boy, kel maitziyam imitraim v'chulei. Lahibit Avin B'Yakov, the Abris is not going to look at your Averis. You know why? Because Hashem Alekav Imai, he's with you, Bala Vimai. Bala Vimai, you're good to go. Yeah, but it's not so poshut, because it's only if you hold Mikra Nidrish, a person was Pesheya sometimes. It's only if Mikra Nidrish lefnei funav. So the Raya is, Kel Maitziya Mimitzrayim. What's that? The Pasuk says, Ger Yia Zaracha Be'eretz Leilahem Va'avodim V'inu Oysam Arba Me'yas Shana. Makshem Chazal, it wasn't V'inu Oysam Arba Me'yas Shana. It wasn't Vavodim Arba Me'ez Shana. So there's many Terutzim, but the Gemara says, the Terutz is, you're right, but the Cheshbin is, Ger Yezaracha Be'eretz Leilahem, that was Arba Me'ez Shana. That's Mikra Nidish Lefnei Funav. And Hashem could take them out after 210 years, even though he promised Avodim 400 years. Inu Eisim 400 years. It wasn't 400 years. But it was already Ger Yezaracha 400 years. But that's only if Mikra Nidish Lefnei Funav. Kel Maitziyam Yimitzrayim shows you that Mikra Nidish Lefnei Funav. Oy Bazoi Lehibidav in Biyakov. Hashem will take away your Averis. There's a Ptur of Bala Vimoy. Even on Pshia. Yeah, there's a whole other parsha of him, Kesef Talva, but there's also, of course, Nasa V'Nishma. Nasa V'Nishma is in this week's parsha. It's actually, according to the Mispar Psukim, it's Perek Chav Dalid, Pasuk Zayin, 24-7. Nasa V'Nishma is 24-7. Nasa V'Nishma is also Gematria 891. Same Gematria as Yitzias Mitzrayim. The entire Matara of Yitzias Mitzrayim was Avada, in order to get to Nasa V'Nishma. It wasn't for a different Matara. And the Shem Yishmuel writes, it's Mavur and Chazal that when a guy does a mitzvah, it's only if he had the right intentions. If he didn't have the right intentions, then Mechtesa. But a Yid, even if it's not the right Kavanis, but Lamaisa, he did something good, he'll get the Schar. Why? Mechtesa, why should it be like that? He says, Merdik. The Yidin said, Nasa V'Nishma. Nasa V'Nishma Gufa means we're going to do Beli Cheshman of the Kavanah. We don't know. We don't know the reason. We don't know the Kavanah behind it. But Lamaisa, we're going to do. Lishitasa, once you have that Kabbalah, so it's built in that it doesn't make a difference if your Kavanah was L'Ratzon or not, it's L'maisa, either way, it's going to be able to poil ois. At the end, it says, Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to the Har, there's a whole sugir, it says, he went up for 6 days, there's a machlekes in the beginning of Yuma, is this 6 days referring to from Rosh Chodesh Sivan until Vav Sivan, or is it referring to the first 6 days after Zayin Sivan, when he went up to Yud Gimel, machlekes in the beginning of the sugir in Yuma, but it says, Hashem tells him, Alei Eli Hahora V'Heyesham. So it's interesting, the Mojitz Rebbe brings from his Zayda the Kuzmi Rebbe. Now there are two brothers, the Mojitz and the Kuzmits. They're both sons of the previous Mojitz. But the Mojitz Amal, he said over from his Elta Zayda, the Kuzmi Rebbe, Rabbi Cheslin Kuzmir, that it was once a Maisa Chosid came to Kuzmir for Shabbos, and he knew he's coming for Shabbos, his Chaskas and the whole thing, but he knew that Shabbos is Chaskas. The point was that on Monday there was a big Yurid, a big person, the market, but it was a Bazundara market that you go and you're selling your stuff. And he was bringing his wares, and he knew he has to leave right away. Mitzvah Shabbos. He's planning in advance. He's going to come for Shabbos. Shabbos is Shabbos, but he's not planning to say from the Rebbe Mitzvah Shabbos. He has to rush out. First horse out. He has to make it to the. And the Rebbe first day saw that he wasn't here with us. So he wasn't selling tzurim. And the Rebbe and the Chosid first day he mazmargish that the Rebbe's nice. He said, "Alei Eli Hehora over the Heyesham. You came up." You came to the Rebbe, so be here. Hey, Yesham, you're somewhere else. I don't see you. Hello, nobody home. So then he got the message. He says, okay, blind by Shabbos also. I don't know what happens with the market in the end. I don't know that part of the story. I think Kuzmir and Majas has two different versions of what happened in the end of the story. But the point was, that's what he was saying. Alei Alei Ahara, you have an opportunity to mischazik zayin and come and connect. So hey, Yesham, be there. Don't be somewhere else already.